5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right. We are back again.
Hi. So like it's a joy. Hi,
welcome to Grimly. This is Grim Stories.
I like a story.
Yeah.
What's the story? It's a short.
It's like a bagel bite, a Totino's pizza roll episode.
Ooh, pizza roll. Yes.
Yeah. We just like, you know, like a little popping mouthful.
Grimly short. I've got Totino's pizza rolls in my freezer as we speak.
Nice. So we did the Chicholube creator.
Yes.
At the first one. Mm-hmm. This one I did something a little bit differently. This is. Sure. A story I found on Reddit, right?
Love.
Everyone's okay. Favorite. But it's something that I can't find a lot of sources on. It's a very short thing. It's creepy as fuck. Unconfirmed. Okay. It's submitted on the creepy subreddit.
Okay.
So I felt like it would be a good, like, little, like, you know, like I said, like a pizza roll bite of a story that's, well, it's Grimly wheelhouse for sure.
Cool.
But yeah, so I'm going to read you. I'm just going to read you the story that this person wrote because they wrote it very well.
Okay.
And initially it was like, oh, I shouldn't do that. But then like there's literally fucking podcasts that just read Reddit stories.
Can you shout out the name of the?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, there you go.
It's Stev Goldhound. Stevgoldhound.
Oh, okay.
Stev Goldhound.
Yeah.
That's what I'm assuming. Okay.
All right.
This was submitted on August 1st, 2014.
Okay, she's
10 years. Oh god, 10 years old, 2014.
Yeah, she's a Gen whatever. What is that? Alpha.
Oh god, I don't know.
I think we've started over.
We started over.
Yeah, it was the end.
We're millennials. Doesn't even make any fucking sense for the rest of it.
And now they're like, oh, we should probably make this make sense.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess we're just the odd man out again, constantly. Okay, so. As I've said, I'm going to start reading this now. That's not what I was saying. I'm saying what this man is saying.
All right.
As I've said in previous posts, I work at sea. Last month, we came into a dry dock to carry out and refit repairs. Dry dock is when a ship is brought into a lock, the gates closed, and the water is all pumped out. So, think of like Ballard locks.
Okay.
Like where they kind of... you know, ferry ships up or down, right? They like drain water, bring it down, you know, type of thing. So leaving the ship high and dry on the blocks, thus allowing repairs, inspections, etc.
Okay.
On the underside of the hull.
Got it.
Yeah, they just basically drained the tank for this ship.
Wow.
Next to us was an old military fridge gate being broke down for scrap. She had arrived about 2 weeks prior to us. Once the fridge gate was on the blocks and dry, all the crew left the old girl to her fate. A sad sight, but that's how things go. Once all the sensitive stuff had been removed, the dock workers were free to go on. The dock foreman, his name is John in this, went on board first with a camera to take pictures of work areas. He took a couple hundred in all. This was one of them. I'm going to show you in a minute. He later sent all of the pics to his boss, who upon seeing this one, called John straight away asking, who was the guy with the axe at the edge of the camera flash?
What?
So this is the picture. Right there.
Oh, it's like a guy, like a creepy bald man lurking.
with an axe.
Yeah, and he's holding the axe kind of close to his body, and he's sort of crouched over.
Yeah.
And the flash sort of catches him down, like, the hall.
Yeah.
It looks like he's smiling, too. I can't tell, but it does look like he could be
smiling. If he's smiling, I fucking hate it.
He could be smiling. It's got a grin.
There is some enhanced ones I could show you, too.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So, when this guy posted this, obviously Reddit went fucking bananas, right? Because
it doesn't look like it could be staged, though, however. But go on.
Okay.
It's creepy.
Yeah. So, John had no idea. He never saw anyone. The idea where this picture was taken was in a cross alleyway deep inside the ship. He was going around with a torch, which is British for flashlight.
Okay.
And a camera. When he'd gone to take the picture, he would turn off the torch, leaving him in total darkness, snap a shot with the flash, and then turn the torch back on, and then go on his way.
Okay, that makes sense.
So he would, like, be holding a flashlight. Because, like, if you go inside, like, a ship, like, a big ship like that, it's fucking black.
Sure.
And so, like, walk around the flashlight, turn the flashlight off, take a picture with the flash, turn the flashlight on, keep going.
Mm-hmm.
That's essentially what he was doing. Due to the fact that it was a military vessel, the police were called.
They're like, who's this guy that was, like, lurking?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. A search was carried out, but no one was found. There was one way on and off the ship, and it was by a gangway covered by CCTV. You couldn't jump over the side as well, as if it was a 25-meter drop.
Oh, yeah, and there was no water.
Onto concrete, and there's no water.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a big-ass ship. You can just, like, jump off the side or climb up. No one was seen to leave the ship after John had taken this, either. I am a skeptic. Maybe it's a trick of the flash reflecting off of something, but if you really zoom in, you can just make out the fucker's face, ear, collar of his jacket, and a fucking axe. In a meaty fucking fist.
No, it does not look like there's any way that
there's
could be
not
like
a trick of light in this.
No. It's not suggestive at all. It is definitely a picture of a guy holding an axe.
Yeah. Now, it could be John blowing smoke up my ass, but when he was telling the story, he seemed genuinely rattled.
As any good storyteller ought to be.
Right. I mean, and the guy in the pic looks nothing of any of the other workers we met at the dock.
Yeah, he's not wearing a hat.
He's not wearing a hat.
Doesn't look like he's wearing any kind of, like,
uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously we're going to post the photo. Yeah.
Of course.
So if someone who is handy with clearing up pictures, I'd really be interested to see what you could pull out of it. And before anyone asks, I'm not going to name the ship or even where she is, as I'm not sure if I'm supposed to have a picture of the innards of a military vessel, which is fair.
Just looks like some regular shit.
Yeah, trolley. This gave me serious goosebumps, needless to say. I did not go on board for a look. Neither would I. So, edit. A lot of people are showing serious doubt to the authenticity of the picture. As I have said, I too am a skeptic. But this isn't John. John looks nothing like him at all. I didn't stage this. I'm not the one who took the pic. It was sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
I say ghost as this was the running joke about it in the dock. I'm not a big believer in the paranormal, but which is creepier, a ghost or a fellow with an axe just standing down the way from you?
Mm-hmm.
I have no doubt there will be more edits as I try to address each quip and quibble. And then another edit says, these are a few pics of the ship in question at various stages during the week I was there. And so it's just like a big ass military vessel. That's being decommissioned. It's obviously being torn down and stripped for parts. Like, this is, like, being torn down.
I think they sink them after they...
I do. I think so, too. Because I think they get sunk for to make coral reefs out of.
Oh, that's cute.
That's, I think, a part of it. So, a cleaned-up picture of the face. All credit to my fellow Redditor, Magnus Robot. Great job, man. And so, this is a re-edited picture. Where it looks like it doesn't have a fucking features.
But this is the thing, though. It doesn't, I don't know, if it's a ghost, it's not wearing ghostly outfits. It does look like a guy.
But, like, either... it doesn't look like his eyes and nose or a face or, like, lips. It looks like a blurred
face. Mean, yeah.
Like.
I mean, it doesn't look like an ancient ghost. I'll put it that way.
No, no. I mean, there's that whole joke of,
he's
like,
even wearing, is he wearing gloves?
I don't think so. It looks like, no, that looks like skin tone. But yeah, I mean, that's clearly an axe. That's clearly a person.
Oh yeah, that's his, just his bare hands.
But yeah, but like, I mean, like the face is what really
so it's like a stowaway would make sense. But like who? Just like somebody who got fired and then, I don't know, like who would be living
on a ship?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it's
just giving ghost vibes.
It's not giving ghosts. It's giving a person on a ship that like yes, is like hiding is. Away.
Yes, yes.
Which... I don't know.
It's even more scary.
It's more scary. If like if I were the person that sent these photos and my boss was like, who is that person? I don't know how it would feel.
You'd like you narrowly freaking escaped
right.
death.
You're like, did I just almost die? Was this like person also?
Because what did he do? Like he turns the flashlight back on and then what? Like you wouldn't know.
No. You're snapping a phone and you keep walking. He probably wasn't even like really paying attention to what the photos he sent over. Because if you took hundreds of photos.
Like if you're the guy hiding.
Yeah.
Between a flash and a flashlight.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Probably
it does kind of look like he's like walking, you know, like he's trying
oh,
to
he's like stepping around the
right.
corner for sure.
Yeah. Like he was probably trying to maybe follow the person.
Sus.
With a fucking axe.
I love
But yeah, it's one of those Reddit stories that, like I said, I couldn't really find a whole lot of other information about. Because they don't give the name of the ship. They don't give the name of the person. Like, this clearly was probably... Who knows? I don't know if it's real.
Yeah.
But it's fucking creepy.
I don't think it's real. I think it's just a staged photo.
Why do you always think
I didn't
that?
Think I was a skeptic, but I'm I like, think the more we are. Talk about these things, I'm like, I don't know. It seems like an easy one.
Maybe. I mean, for, like, what, though? For, like, Reddit clout? Like...
Or just, like, you know, sailor lore. To have a story to tell
sailor lore
lonely dudes
I like that. I mean I don't know if sailor lore is a thing
I
anymore.
Think that the guy that wrote this is a believer. I think that the guy who
took the picture is the one faking
probably
it
has something to do with it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe I want to believe, maybe I am the boulder to your Scully in this situation which definitely never thought that would be me, but I feel like the further and further we go into this fucking journey, I'm always like, but like, what if it's real? And you're like, it's fucking not. You're stupid. And so I guess I'm the fucking sucker in this situation.
It.
Right. It's it.
I
no
mean,
matter,
it's menacing. It's
no
a
matter
menacing
what,
photo.
It's a creepy fucking story.
Yes.
Like, if someone said this back, they're like, who is this person? And like, I went and took those pictures. I yeah, you're like, second death.
But he didn't try to hurt him.
He didn't try to hurt him. Like, if he was following him or what. It's just, it's fucking weird. I don't think it's a ghost. I think that's a full-on human.
That's the thing. That's why I'm like, if it looked ghostly, I'd be like, oh my god, I'm dying 100%. But this looks like a real person.
This looks like a real person. It looks mm-hmm. like some guy that was being followed. And like, I would like to know if the guy felt like creeped out while doing this walkthrough.
Yeah.
You know, if you're like, I feel like someone was following me or like, mm-hmm. you know, like it just...
Do you know what, though? If it was a woman, she would have been like, no, I had a sixth sense. It was weird. I got vibes. I heard something. But I feel like men feel so safe. And a good bless them for that.
Right.
Can
yeah.
just walk around and not be terrified
right.
all the time.
Yeah,
and, like,
totally.
Having to be concerned
yeah.
about something snatching you in the dark.
Yeah, absolutely. I
or
mean, that's
broad
a great
daylight.
Yay. Oh, it's great being a lady. So that's the story.
I loved it.
It's fucking weird.
What are you going to call this?
This one, these ones are just calling, I'm just calling Grimm Stories, oh, one, two, names. Blah, blah, blah.
Because we don't know a name.
We don't know a name. I don't got a whole lot to go on here. This is just a creepy ass fucking story from Reddit.
Yeah, you got to post the photo.
I definitely will post the photo. I would love to hear what people think, if it's real or if it's not real.
100%.
Like, give us your feedback, because I think it's real. Evidently, Meg does not.
No, I think so.
Are you even on this podcast? Like everything,
we'll get there.
Like, we'll get there. You'll eventually give me something. You're like, oh, okay, shit. How about like now? My goal is to just fucking
find something
that you're like, oh my god,
I can't.
All right, thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you again next week. And until next time,
stay grimly curious.
Good job. Bye.
Bye, bitch.